With the Battle of Naboo concluded, lost in his estimation, Palpatine had no time to bask in adulation or celebrate his win. His first order of business, indeed his first official duty, was to travel to his homeworld to congratulate Queen Amidala and her new allies, the Gungans, on their surprise victory. It wasn't until he arrived in Theed and learned of Darth Maul's defeat at the hands of the Jedi in a power generator station that he understood in part the reason for the sense of loss and profound solitude he had experienced following the murder of Plagueis. He could have pressed one of the other Jedi who had arrived on Naboo for information as to how Maul had managed to kill a master swordfighter, only to be overcome by a lesser one. But he didn't want to know, and as a result, be able to imagine the contest. Still, it gave him great pleasure to stand among Yoda, Mace Windu, and other masters, and watch Qui-Gon Jinn's body reduced to ash, knowing that the Jedi was just the first casualty in a war that had been declared but not yet begun, one in which 10,000 Jedi would follow Qui-Gon to the grave. That Plagueis' death and Maul's defeat had occurred in relative simultaneity could only have been the will of the dark side of the Force, as was the fact that, until such time as he took and trained a new apprentice, Palpatine was now the galaxy's sole Sith Lord. Disappointment also attended the fact that the droid army of the Trade Federation had been so easily vanquished by a handful of Naboo and an army of primitives. But Anakin Skywalker was the larger issue. No one could argue that he had shown remarkable courage and forcibility in destroying the Trade Federation's droid control ship. As Plagueis had said,
"Already his actions begin to echo across the stars."